Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're continuing our journey through the amazing, beautiful, profound, life-transforming teaching of St. John. His first letter the church has given us in these days following Christmas to really lay hold of some of the deepest theology, or the deepest understanding of what Christ's incarnation, our Lord becoming one of us, his coming in the flesh, what it means, its implication, and what his life, passion, death, and resurrection has brought about for us and for the world. It's so profound. Thanks be to God for the Word of God. Friends, the Word of God is what renews us. It washes us clean. It gives us strength. It's living in us if we take it in. It's active. It has a power to renew our minds and to give us a fresh spiritual way of thinking through the grace of the Spirit that dwells in us that confirms that Word. And the Holy Spirit, as we read this Word and when we reflect on it together, the Holy Spirit helps us understand it. And the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He puts his finger on us at certain points and said, pay attention to that one in particular right now in your life. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. He's our teacher. He wants to remind us everything that the Lord taught. He wants us to start thinking like Jesus and living like Jesus. So I'm going to wrap up this week with a really another outstanding reading from John. But before I do, I just want to encourage you, friends, if you hadn't had a chance to listen to the programs this week, go ahead to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to those programs and everything else we're producing there at Renewal. You can download the Renewal Ministries app. That'll make it very easy for you to access whatever you'd like that we're producing anytime, night or day. And I encourage you to watch our YouTube videos too that continue to go out and are encouraging lots of people. If you like them, go ahead and subscribe to those YouTube videos. And if you can, whatever kind of financial support you can give to us, great blessing. But here we go. 1 John 5:5-13. Beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So faith to believe. And what do we know about belief? What does the church teach us? What is Scripture trying to say? That belief has two fundamental facets to it. It's believing the truth that's revealed as true, accepting it as the truth. And then there's the radical abandonment of our whole lives to a person, to God himself, to Jesus Christ, to walking in abandonment and trust and seeking to please the Lord. That's what faith looks like. Faith is not just an assent of the mind. And so this belief in Jesus puts us in a relationship with Jesus, which leads us to living in the power of Jesus and in the power of the graces of our baptism and confirmation and the like, and we're living in that, and those realities, we're entrusting our lives to it, so we're living in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. The world is that dimension of this fallen creation, this fallen world we talked about from John earlier last week and a little bit this week, the dimension of this world that resists God and resists God's will. And that world is dying. That world is darkness. That world has been condemned by Jesus Christ in his death on the cross, literally has been condemned. And anyone who dies as a friend of that world dies an enemy of God, will be eternally separated from God, because that world resists God's will, has its own definition of what matters. It's got its own pattern of life that's profoundly offensive to God, and it entraps and enslaves us, and it makes it impossible for us to become children of God. The church communicates so clearly, friends, the heart of what is being communicated. Like, for example, St. Peter would say, there's no salvation. He said, there's Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world. That people are not in themselves fundamentally good, fundamentally able to save themselves. It's impossible. There's no force on the earth that can save us for eternal life. There's nothing in this world that could ever be found to give us what we need to pass from death to life. What we need is a new life. We need the Christ life. And how do we get access to that? Through the gospel, through the good news about Jesus, and then obeying the gospel, beginning with repentance and receiving the forgiveness of sins, and then living a life of abandonment and trust to God. That's what he's saying here. So that's how you overcome the world, because you start living by the life of the kingdom by a new power, by the power of the Holy Spirit that's in us that swallows up, you know, puts us in the grace of the death and resurrection of Jesus that swallowed up death and victory and subdued the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's why we're conquerors. That's why we have a victory over this fallen world. Then John goes on. He said, this is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water alone, but by water and blood. It's kind of an interesting description, isn't it? He came through water and blood. So number one, he was baptized in the Jordan, right? So that was a moment of revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the waters of baptism were Jesus entered that. I mean, you know, Jesus didn't need to have original sin. He had no original sin. He didn't need the baptism to have sins forgiven. But that was to fulfill the law, to begin Jesus's public ministry, and the moment when the Father says, "This is my beloved Son." It also is in reference to here the water and the blood. We overcome the world through this water and the blood. This is the water that flowed from the side of Christ on the cross and the blood of Jesus that was shed, that took away our sin, that washed us clean. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is the truth. So he'll say that all three of these testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. The Spirit comes to testify. Of course, the Spirit of the Lord is on Jesus, and throughout Jesus' entire ministry was testifying to him. You could say even that the Spirit was testifying to Jesus throughout the whole history of the people of Israel, who are anticipating and proclaiming the coming of the Messiah, and especially the prophets who spoke so clearly about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, what they prophesied under the anointing of the Spirit. The Spirit's testifying through the life of David and the rest imperfectly, but it's getting clearer and clearer until the fullness of time when God reveals all in his Son. And the Spirit then, which has anointed Jesus, Jesus' whole ministry, his whole life, his goal here on earth is to make it possible for us one day to receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, will abide in us, will come to us, will advocate for us, will reveal to us all truth, and the Holy Spirit will testify to all that Jesus said. The Spirit gives us confirmation. The Spirit gives us a capacity to believe and to hope and to love. And all of that is a grace of the Spirit to help us give everything a total yes to Jesus and yes to what we've heard and received about Jesus and that what we're living in and living in his promises. The Spirit is the one who testifies and the Spirit is the truth. The Spirit speaks the truth about God, the truth about man, truth about sin, truth about the kingdom of darkness, truth about God's eternal glory. Just this Holy Spirit is the one who makes it come alive and gives us conviction and understanding. So there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in one accord. They're all testifying to what? To Jesus, that he's Lord, that he's the Savior of the world, that he's the only expiation for sin, that forgiveness and mercy and new creation, resurrection, new life, all come through him, through the person of Jesus. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now, the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. So God has given testimony, in other words, here through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the death of Jesus on the cross, through the grace that comes to us through baptism, through the cleansing of our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ and the purifying sacrifice that breaks the darkness and the power of the kingdom of the enemy, all of that. And the gospel's preached to us and signs and wonders go forth through the apostles, and the Spirit testifies that the word that's spoken about Jesus and the unique claims of Jesus is absolutely true. And now, again, now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. We receive the testimony of God about his Son. The Father raised him from the dead and vindicated every word that Jesus taught. and everything about his total life, convicted him and revealed the truth about who Jesus is, gave faith conviction to all who hear that testimony of God, that the words of Jesus are vindicated. His life is vindicated because he's passed from death to life. And all glory, the glory of God, radiates from him. The new life comes from him. He's the Lord destined to rule forever the kingdom of God. He's the firstborn faithful one, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, Scripture says. John goes on, whoever does not believe God has made him a liar by not believing the testimony of God has given about his son. That's why John in John's gospel, actually, great sin is the sin of unbelief, failing to believe the testimony about Jesus. And God has given testimony about his son and raising him from the dead. And throughout church history, there's signs and wonders and miracles, and the saints he's testifying. And failing to believe in Jesus is to call God a liar, to say your testimony's wrong. Your testimony's not credible. It's not believable. And unfortunately, friends, everybody who refuses to acknowledge God, we're all going to be accountable. Whether we pay attention or decide we're not going to pay attention to what God's testimony is, God reveals himself to everybody in some way. And we're going to be held accountable for if we've received the light that God has given to us. And the bright light is the light of his son. And this is the testimony, John says. He ends this section. Another great summary here. And this is the testimony. You say, okay, God has given testimony to the son. What exactly is the testimony? How does he do it? What does he say? What's revealed? He said, and this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life. This life is in his son. He who has the son has life. Whoever does not possess the son of God does not have life. This is critical to see. Let me read that again slowly. And this is the testimony. This is God's testimony. God gave us eternal life. This life is in his son. Where was it revealed? In his resurrection from the dead and the beginning of the new creation. This is what Jesus is bringing. This is what God is giving. And it's in one person. It's in Jesus. There's no other way to enter eternal life. But John goes on. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. That's the revelation of God. That's God's word. How do you get this life? You get it from Christ by being baptized into him, having your sins forgiven, being born again by water and the Spirit, and entering his church, his living body. That's where the life can be found. If you're not in Christ, you're not alive. Buddha can't do this for you. Muhammad can't do this for you. Nobody else, only Jesus. John says, I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. And this is the offer the church gives to the whole world. Come receive new life in Christ. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.